integrated breeding informatics systems. So we really need to revise, I think, I'm seeing, our particularly for fairly traditional training models like those used in Africa, South Asia, where the Gates Foundation focuses its efforts. We really need to work with those programs to change the way they're training, make better training materials available, better training opportunities for students. I'll make a few I hope controversial statements to start off. You know, and I taught plant breeding for 10 years. I didn't teach it like the way I'm hoping it'll get taught in the future. I think I taught out of that book, Sleeper and Pullman, for a while, and which describes the art and science of changing the traits of plants in order to produce desired characteristics. But I looked at the definition of engineering in Wikipedia, and it sounds, you know, it's application of mathematics, empirical evidence, scientific, economic, social, and practical knowledge in order to invent, innovate, design, maintain, improve structures, machines, processes. And that sounds to me more like what I did as a plant breeder and more what I've seen needs to be done. So I would say, a description of cultivar development would be the application of mathematics, empirical evidence, agricultural science, other sciences, economic, social, and practical knowledge in order to invent, innovate, design, maintain, and improve new cultivars. So I think a number of us feel that plant breeding is not research, but we're teaching it within, at least at the graduate level, within a basic biological research paradigm. It's product design and development, something that's much more akin to engineering. And that is something I think it would be helpful to recognize in our training. We need to probably stop training breeders as if they were basic biological scientists and start training them like engineers. And that's difficult because the funding model for graduate education is built around a basic biological research paradigm. It might make a lot of sense to have a graduate professional plant breeding stream, but how would you actually fund that? In my experience working with breeders in the developing world, they're not being adequately prepared for the conditions they have to work under. Their research projects usually involve genetic analysis, not breeding. Many of the programs that they're trained in don't really have cultivar development programs to get a look at. You know, a lot of what graduate education does for students is expose in the U.S. and Canada, where I'm from, exposes students to a breeding pipeline that the major professor is operating at some level. And in many institutions in the developing world, those breeding programs are in the national system, but they're not in the universities. And so students come out with not having the practical skills they need to design and operate real pipelines. And of course, they don't have the support system that a private sector breeder in a major company would have. You know, the engineering support, the marker support, the statistics support, data management. They're doing everything themselves. They often have the requirement for publishable research in a master's program. So that really limits their opportunities to do internships, to take more courses that might help them out. Scarcity of trained personnel, their skill levels, lack of support when they go into a national program or a very small company is really constraining progress. So we funded a program called Improved Masters in Cultivar Development in Africa, which is supporting master's level training at three universities, Makerere in Uganda, KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa, and Kwame Nkrumah in Accra, in Ghana. And this is meant to help improve the practical focus of cultivar development education, increase the focus on mechanization, database programming skills. I think we've been successful on data management to some degree, not on in perhaps in the other areas. A strong focus on statistical analysis, internships in product-oriented breeding programs. We're working with Iowa State to try to put in place a complete online curriculum at the master's level that can be accessed freely by anybody in the world. We need to include pipeline thinking, so I'm hoping we'll get started perhaps out of this workshop on bringing people together that can help us develop gamified optimization tools. And we'd really like to see the design of product profiles highlighted as a skill that plant breeding students need to be exposed to. Okay, yes, that's the improved masters for cultivar development in Africa. I just want to wrap up by describing a couple of tools that the Gates Foundation has helped support the launch of that will be generally available without cost to students of plant breeding in the developing world and breeders in public organizations. And at low cost to academic programs in the U.S., Canada, Europe, other developed countries. One is the Integrated Breeding Platform. Its primary product, the Breeding Management System, or BMS. This is an integrated plant breeding data management system for handling nursery advancement trials, seed stocks, and does combined analysis, single site and combined analysis for advancement purposes, using both three pipelines from R and pipeline that we've licensed from VSNI that includes AS REML. We think it's very important that breeders be trained through their program on a breeding informatics system that they're going to use or that they could use when they come out. You know, you've got this tendency to use the software that you used in your master's and PhD program if you're working independently for a smaller organization. So having this type of resource available during training and using it would be helpful, I think, to many people. And we really can't talk about moving ahead with genomics until we've got an integrated breeding informatics system up and running in a breeding program. If you're interested in this, the lead is Jean-Marcel Ribot. He's based at CIMMYT. That's his email address. The breeding program assessment tool is an instrument that the Gates Foundation developed to use essentially commercial criteria for evaluating the effectiveness of breeding programs. It's a detailed questionnaire. Suggests basic areas for improvement. It's applied by a group of outside consultants that are administered by the University of Queensland. The lead is Chris Lambridis. You can download the instrument from the website if you're interested in using it. I think it might be an interesting teaching exercise to go through it. The Global Open Breeding Informatics Initiative is putting together the data warehouses and query pipelines that are allowing breeding programs, smaller breeding programs, to actually make selection decisions based on high density sequence data, haplotype information, and this should be broadly available. And the project lead, I think, is in the room, Liz Jones. So if you want to, there she is at the back. If you want to learn more about that, feel free to contact her. And I would just finish by posing a few questions to those training cultivar development engineers. Hopefully we'll discuss these a bit over the course of the morning. Do your students at the end of a program know how to design a product that end users and producers will buy and use? Have they been trained on the tools that they'll need to use professionally? Have they learned by doing how to optimize product development pipelines and plant breeding for unit time and cost? Can they generate a go-to-market plan? And some the dissemination plan is a piece the breeding organization has to take some responsibility for in many situations. Do they understand principles of plant breeding and genetics well enough to apply new tools as they come available? Can they manage a plant breeding program? All right. With that, I'll wrap up and ask who's next.